Blog Talk Radio.
Baby Boy Productions.
Much of that rain and that messed up wherever y'all was at. But man, shoot, if you wasn't there, I'm sure you seen the live feed. Probably should have been there, but man, I had a great weekend of racing down there at XRP, man. A lot of grudge races, good shootout race going on. Had some people goddamn me come home with some money, and some people came back with some empty pockets probably. But shoot, man, it was all in all, man, a good event, man. Big Jake put on, shoot, racing 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, both days. Let me see. Other than that, man, I think the next thing we got coming up, man, we got the Hood to Hood coming up. I don't know if Ethan on here or not. He is, press the one button. We got the Hood to Hood coming up on the 25th at the Motorplex in Ennis. Look like that's going to shape up to be a pretty good one with all the little hitters. and JV class and all the stuff they got going on. I think Friday night they doing the hard ties with the big rim guys and just street car type stuff. But, man, let me see. Yeah. Other than that, man, if anybody want to come on, man, and talk about the race or talk about what the highlight of their weekend was if they went, man, y'all come on, press the one button. I'm sure everybody been on Facebook, seeing it, but that goddamn LMR and White Chocolate, boy, that was a hell of a dog fight there. Down to the end, man. Looking at the video, it was some real sad faces after LMR cut that wind light on. But if anybody else got any other announcements or anything coming up, I know we got kind of far out, but we got Hill at the Deal also in November the 13th. Mr. Rogers, if you on here, press one, but man, kind of just give everybody a glimpse of what you're going to have. You're going to basically have the same format as far as the gangsters and the Troy's hit list and whatever else you might have going on. Yes, sir. Your mic open.
Yeah, what's up, JP?
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Yeah, I know we're kind of a little ways out, but man, I'm starting now to try to get the word out and get everything out because we had to change our dates a couple of times. So, I'm just trying to get the word out and make sure everybody don't want to call. But yeah, the format's basically the same. We got 580, 70. We got Troy's hit list, and I always do like a little local joker shootout for like guys there, who local to Everdale, so it's like a little four-card shootout I do. But I don't really know who I'm going to put in yet, so I can't announce who they are. And we got Troy's hit list, we got the gangsters on 28. That's 28, no matter what power out or nothing else, door card. That's my only skill. 28-inch radios or slicks, whatever you want to call it, door card. That's it. 28 door car, you get in there. I don't care about all that other stuff. It's gangster. So a gangster don't care about what he running, who he running, how he running. You get in where you fit in. And got a few grudge races, I got about four grudge races so far. And Troy and Lil Ben, they just locked in. We got Troy giving Shotwell the back tie. And I think we still supposed to be locked in with Richard Jackson and Scrappy. I'm not well. I guess with both cars, that's supposed to be a go. And I got some other stuff working. I just don't want to announce that, but I got some other stuff working.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the return date for Miss Graham. She coming, and she looking for action. I'm trying to get something going with her. I'm trying to get something going with her, which by the time the race come, I think we're going to be done got that up. And he know who he is, and I know who he is, so I'm looking for him. So, and by the time get closer to the day, we probably gonna lock up, but she will be on the premises and looking for some action. It's gonna be her comeback date. She been gone a long time. It's time for her to come on back and figure it out. But
that's it, man.
We gonna have a little motorcycle. We have motorcycle grudging too, and Chris, which is my partner. I'm not sure how he's going to do it this time. I don't know if he's just going to grudge him or put him in a little shootout also. So I don't really know. We'll know once I get closer, though.
Yeah, man. A good deal, man. And it, shit, from the way it looks, if both cars up and running, shit, hopefully we can see that goddamn LMR and White Chocolate meet up somewhere in that shootout.
Yeah, that's the plan. They were in it last time, and White Chocolate got away. So, maybe they're now they're 1-1. LMR's
they're 1-1.
Tonight.
Yeah, busted it.
Yeah, let's hopefully they break the tie over there. Let's hopefully they break the tie where they started it off. But you know, I can't really say yet. I don't know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Also, Chino looking for action with that with his 69 Camaro. He looking for action. He really, I don't know if he turned it too much down. So he looking for action. You know, nitrous 28. He looking for some action. He definitely in heat.
Yeah, I seen Chino at the track. I told Chino, I said, man, it must be tax time. You must got to write some money off because, goddammit, you locking in and everything in. He ain't giving a damn.
Oh, he's feeling lucky that the rabbit foot must be working. Also, if you know, whenever the grudge get on, I guess you know he's going to get on because he did some good shit this weekend.
Oh,
so he got to get in his
car. He just pressed the one button. He just pressed the one button.
Okay. Because I had a message for him, too.
Go ahead. Finish it up, though.
Yeah, Tino say, what do you need from that black car over there at Evendale with the owner at my race? He told me that earlier, so I don't know.
Dre, your mic open.
What's happening?
Uh-huh. Man, he come over here like he all cool and calm. Like he ain't finna beat on his chest.
It did some good shit this weekend.
What's already been done is done. Been done. I can't go back on it. I'm done with that. But for Chino, tell him now we gonna just let him make it, man. Because we tried to get it going on with him. He didn't want to do nothing. So now I'm back, and our cell don't stay on for long. So I don't want shit from him. I don't want nothing from him. I don't even want to run him. We good.
All right, Kenfo, he probably listen, but I'll let him know.
Yeah. Yeah. But, Dre, man, what y'all went over there and did,
yes,
man? Did y'all keep Ric Flair as a goddamn chief, man?
Man, I think Ric Flair, and I'm still in the hospital. I called up there to see how they got out of surgery, yeah, but shit, they kept hanging the phone up in my face.
I'd be damn.
Hey man, I wanna send a nice condolences to Joe for helping me buy my son's shoes this past weekend. I appreciate the donation, Joe. I appreciate that, Joe. You're a stand up guy.
Yeah,
I'ma say this to JP,
man.
Hey. I'm going to say this, then I'm going to leave that alone. Three strikes, you're out, so you need to go find them somebody else to play with. But we not the one. And that Fred do tell, I know somebody from Dallas on here tell Westside Fred that he got away with the hit. Now it's time to man up and get up there like a man.
Head up.
I gave him his racing and let him get me out. Let him get me mine. I want to run him head the fuck up. We can lock it in for the picnic right goddamn now. We don't need we have the same man DP in and everything. Lock it in for the picnic. I don't have much to say about that. He got away. That's one thing. Now it's time to man up and do some real shit.
Let's see, we got a block caller hand up. Let's see. The block caller, yeah, they threw their hand up. Who we got here?
We got Texas in the right lane, Arkansas in the left lane, blue car.
Cyrus, what's going on, Cyrus?
What's up, baby? What's happening?
Oh, man.
How y'all doing,
man,
Grudge World? Huh?
Oh, man, we are. Tell
me some good, Grudge World. We got Texas in the right lane, Arkansas in the left lane. Oh,
slow
wow.
Down, coach.
Man, I've
slow
been
down,
having
coach.
Fun, man.
Slow down, coach. Slow down, coach.
Yeah. Yeah, how y'all doing, man? Hey, man. Well, y'all see that Elmore. Hey, Elmore putting up some shit, man. And they not even buzz racers, man. They just like racing. They just like racing, man.
They brought some good action this weekend. They brought some good action.
Yeah, man, for real. Shout out to everybody that went out and supported the race. And everybody that got their wins in. Even if you got in the loss, man, you got out there. It don't matter. You know? You got out there, man. You represented, man. That's the most important thing.
Yes, sir.
Well,
I sure
wish we could go to Rock birthday bash, bake him a cake, and blow out his candles for him. Now, wouldn't that be nice? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what blow out the candles is, huh? You know what that means, huh? When somebody come bake your cake for your birthday and blow the candles out, you know what that means?
What that mean, that's that? What that mean?
That means go down now, win the shootout, knock off by three of your top men, run over you. You know what I'm saying? Then call the whole track out. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
That's baking a cake for you and blowing out the candles.
I mean, goddamn, a RVW car supposed to do that. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. My bad.
Oh, man, now come on. Man, come on, man. Goddamn, man. Who cares what kind of car it is? It's a Texas car. Yeah.
I don't give a damn what it is.
Nobody can buy no car.
I mean,
Lil Bill, your mic open, hey, Lil Bill, what you got?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing, fellas?
I'm
like Osiris. You got Ryan Seacrest in the left lane. You got Lucky in the right lane. Then you turn around, you got the Grudge. Yeah. In the right lane, and Rick Flanner. No, take that back. The Grudge was in the left lane on the wall. Rick Flanner was in that. Get off the wall, Grudge. Hey, man, but anyway, man, I just want to tell Big J, man, he had a phenomenal show, man. I want to give a shout out to all the racers that support that man, Ray's man. It was a great, great weekend for them guys. And first of all, I want to give a shout-out to my man, Flip, Chino, the Good, you know, Westside Fred, Ricky Diva. I mean, not Ricky Diva, Richard Price and his crew. Trigger Man for what they did for the show, man, you know. Man, that's what it is, bro. I mean, they brought the goddamn action, man, and I mean, it was flamboyant, man. And the whole Dallas crew, man, did their thing, bro. But man, we got to keep on rocking this stuff, man. Cause goddamn, I just came down. I've been on hard for goddamn 4 days, man. Goddamn. Hey, man. Look, man.
I'm on here, boss. What's going on? I'm on here.
Hey, buddy. man, boy, when we come down to the deal, man, it's gonna be good. I think it's gonna be another bad showdown, dog. From what I saw, man, I'm thinking everybody gonna come back down that side.
I'm sure hope so. I'm waiting on y'all. You know, I'm going to roll the red carpet out.
Man, because they coming. Lottie and Dottie and everybody. We, man, them boys coming, man. Ooh-wee, man.
That'll be a good one. Everybody else coming. The white chocolate, you know.
Yeah.
Motherfucker's going to be there, like, too.
I was just going to say, I know Chris. See, Chris, he coming. He right there at home anyway, so that ain't nothing for him. But, man, let's keep rocking this thing, fellas. I'm going to go on mute right quick. I'm still at work. But I just had to put myself out there like that, man, because, man, boy. And I forgot about Flacco, Brandon, Dominic. Oh, man, I forgot.
Yes, sir.
There's so many fast cars. I'm still shipped up, but I name the rest of them as soon as I come out the bush. I got to go on mute for a minute.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think Flacco had probably the highlight of the weekend, driving that sun gun down through there like that.
Yes,
he rode that sun bitch down through there. Let's see here. Wiz, your mic open. What you got?
I'm not the messenger, but since you was talking to the people in the booth, I think you got a little something you want to tell some of these people over here, that the booth is kind of looking for a little action down that way.
Who, me?
I was going to ask you if Darius was on there, see if he might have popped up on the show.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't know his number. If he is, he'll press the one button.
Oh. Your name came up several times last night on the show.
I'm going to have to go back and listen. And I must be doing something right.
You and Ben Armstrong and a couple other people. Richard Jackson, his name stayed in there. So, well, I'll just say they're looking to get... They're looking to get some people to come down to the booth.
Oh, yeah, man. Definitely once they get their shit together down there, I plan on going.
Hey, Troy. I mean, JP.
214. Yeah.
We sent the A-team and the B-T down to Dallas this time. Shit, we sent both of them.
And everybody down there.
Hey, even if you on the B team and you got out there and ran, you did your thing. Even if you came up short.
Yeah, because y'all definitely did y'all thing, Dre. I gotta say that, man.
Well, man, you know, I ain't gonna see my own horn. So this not.
I mean,
like,
for the B team, y'all represented
thing.
For the B team, though.
No, I mean, I don't know who the B team is. I'm not part of no B team.
Oh, okay.
How in the hell I'm going to be part of the B team when I started the whole A team?
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to figure out.
What I'm saying, you know, hey, man, we didn't do nothing that we wasn't supposed to do. We did what we supposed to do, you know. We had a lot of doubters, but we also had a bunch of expectors as well.
Yeah. Hey, one thing I care about it, man. Bushnell wanted that raid because he goddamn me went down the wall and ain't get up out there, son, bitch.
Hey, man, that ain't nothing but another war wound. That lets you know that motherfucker go to war.
Yeah, I thought one of the bodies was flying off that son, bitch.
Huh?
I said, I thought one of them damn body pieces was going to come flying off of there.
Well, you know, hey, man. By the grace of God, didn't nothing come up off the car, baby boy. You're ready to go to war the next day. So, you know, hey, man, I got kind of scared when I seen him up on that wall, though. I ain't gonna bullshit you. I thought he was gonna get sideways. But, no, hey, man, we still fighting. We back to fighting.
Yes, 214-1299. Eat the mic open.
Hey, what's up, Ms. JP? What's up, Shaw?
That's the new daddy. Ethan, congratulations, new daddy.
I appreciate it. Yeah, man, I ain't going to lie. I lost track of my days. Almost, and then my partner hit me up and like, hey, man, they looking for you on the show. I said, goddamn, today Wednesday? They said, yeah. I said, oh, Lord. Yeah, man.
Yes,
sir.
Man, go. Come on, tell everybody what you got going on, man.
Well, like my boy Bump say, man, free Bump. Not this weekend, but next weekend. but, yeah, man, the picnic coming up. Trying to get it together. Have a good show as usual. Just get with everybody. Put a face with Facebook. You know, one time a year. Just trying to get something going. We already got the little hitter shootout, and then we had a couple of people that didn't want to race with the varsity because it was a little too fast. So me and Coach come up with the JV, kind of in between class. Shoot out for some of the guys, and you know, of course, Grudge Racing, we go have that, and then Selmo, and then you know, Test and Tune in between rounds. But you know, same thing every year. And I know it's COVID, so I know some people ain't gonna feel comfortable, but we still got the food. I'm still gonna provide that for people until they run out. And like I said, we just go come together and have fun, man.
Yes, sir. Good deal. Good deal.
And I'm going to try to keep everybody updated.
Friday, don't y'all do – y'all do more of a hard tie deal on Friday, right?
Yeah. So Friday is open for everybody. They still do some testing, tuning. What we do when we do the hard tie, of course, you know, we move them out the lane, after groove. But, yeah, it's mostly, like I say – open for everybody, hard tires, because we do a little rim racing Friday night too. But Drew, his back been bothering him, but he got Cody out of West Tech, out of over at Cedar Creek area. He got a 25 truck shootout off the trailer. So them boys go get it on for some cash, and it's off the trailers and 25 trucks. So they going to see some racing, man. I mean, that's guaranteed. They going to see some racing. They going to see a little bit of everything from grudge racing to shootout. I mean, it should be good.
Good deal, man. The 281-5690.
I didn't want to spill the beans on Facebook yet, but everybody might get to see what they're looking for if I can keep this car together. They might see this 10-year-old race post go down too.
Oh yeah,
I don't want nobody saying I'm gay husband and all that, because if it don't happen, but they might get to see that 10-year-old race go down, and I'm gonna go on mute on that one.
All right, good deal. 281-5694. Who we got? Two 81-5694. All right, we'll close you back out then. Yeah, man. Yeah, they're going to see that 10-year-old race, huh? But maybe I ain't doing that next weekend, man. Y'all go check Ethan out at the picnic, man. It seems like a good event. I have yet to go. Hopefully, I can make it this year. Let's see here, man. Mm-mm-mm. Man, shit. Anybody else, man? Y'all got anything y'all wanna get off y'all chest tonight, man? Press the goddoggone one button. Let's get it on. Damn. I don't know what Joel at all. I'm going to get Joel on here, God dog it, but he, guess he's still, like you say, Joel, guess he's still in the hospital.
Hey, man, Joel told me at the track, he said, he said, man, they going to turn my ass up on that talk show coming in the week.
That's why he ain't
here. Hey, Ethan, do you blame me?
Uh-huh. No.
Oh,
who you blaming?
Let's see. 817-7108. The mic open. Who we got? 817-7108.
Hey, what's can y'all hear me?
What's
going on? And this Fred from up in Dallas,
West Side
Racing.
Oh.
West Side Fred. Where my boy at? Yeah, I shook them boys up this weekend.
You
ain't done number one in the race, but hell, get your ass up there like a man this weekend. Now what's up? Lock in right now.
Hey, I told y'all was too tough for me.
Man, hey, don't tell me shit. Tell me you ready to lock back in.
Hey. You gonna get the
I know. Hey, nigga, do you want to lock back in or not? Oh, you don't even need to go.
You gonna give me the same rate?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you the same rate. We gonna leave together this time.
Hey, I got a street car. I can't stand there with you.
I got a street car with body pieces on it, sir. That's all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you got the same motherfucking race. This time we're going to leave together, though.
Hey, boy, I'm sure. Man, that wind light came on. I said, I can't wait.
Don't talk me to death on here about the bullshit. I had to give you something to get your weak ass up there. That lets you know you got a weak motherfucker.
Yeah, you can call it weak all you want to, but I got your money and your pride in my pocket.
Shit. You got somebody else's money, fool ass nigga. We playing with house money. It wasn't none of ours.
Yeah.
But I'm
I tried to run the pot up. Y'all didn't want to bet between.
Hey, listen. Hey, damn fool.
Oh, okay.
Run me head up and you can run that motherfucker up how much you want to get it up, nigga. How about that?
Okay.
Let's do that.
I like it when you run the pot up,
run me head up, and get that motherfucker up so y'all can't count no more.
Nah, I really don't.
Hey.
Really.
I like it when I get your pride in my pocket. That had you all off the game.
Nigga, I shave that motherfucking beard off I'm up on your ass. You run those head up. I'd be laughing like a motherfucker while I'm cutting that motherfucker. I tell you what I do, West Side. This is what I do for you next weekend, man. I give you the head up clear. Lock the fuck in.
Yeah, I bet you will give me the head up clear. I told you last week.
I will give it to you. You got it. You got the head up clear. I'm going to run your head up, and I'm going to clear you by a car on the other end. If I don't clear you by a car, you still win.
I bet you will. Give me the move again.
Oh, this nigga here, you scared motherfucker. I don't even want to talk to you no more. Hey, good congratulations on your win.
Hey.
I'm glad somebody slowed us down when we had to give motherfucker something.
Hey.
You can't never beat on your chest because I gave your ass something. You can't go around telling everybody, oh, I fucked the grudge up. Yeah, you fucked me up because I had to give you some goddamn move.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Now it's time to run me like a man, Fred, with your West Side ass. Now I'm going to call you East Side Fred.
Yeah.
You ain't no West Side shit.
Yeah.
You East Side Fred.
Yeah.
Call on me like a man, motherfucker.
I got your money and your pride in my pocket.
You got somebody else
money.
You ain't got a goddamn thing of mine. You got somebody else goddamn money.
I was sure looking for you. I was hoping you were going to be there so I could get down there.
Man, look. I'll be there next weekend if you locked the fuck in.
Oh, man.
Hey, I call you out like a man. You bed like a little broad to get up there. Give you something to get up there. So this is what I'm going to do this time.
Hey,
I'm going to give you something again.
Hey, I'm going to give you something again.
I'm going to give you the head off clear. Hey, I'm good with it, baby.
One thing about it,
you know not to get your motherfucking ass back up there. I bet that.
Who turned the wind light on? Who turned the wind light on?
You did. The wind light came on by the track. You didn't turn that motherfucker on.
Yeah, I turned it on. Yeah, no
shit.
I got your pride in my pocket.
You reached up there and cut it on, clown.
Yeah, that green car cut it on, clown.
Man, look, weak-ass, lime-green motherfucker. And I'm waiting on you to get your Nova out, too. I'm going to bust that motherfucker wide open for you. Now.
Man, I guarantee you won't even sit next to that Nova when it come out.
Man, I guarantee you I'll break that bitch in half.
Now, I guarantee you won't sit next to it when it come out.
Don't talk me to death about it. Bring the motherfucker out, nigga. We ready. You not.
We. Nigga, ain't no motherfucking fridge. I got my own shit. That's my fault.
That ain't your motherfucker. That Nova ain't none of yours any motherfucking way. That's that other nigga shit. What you drive, nigga.
That's
mine. I don't give a fuck who
drives.
Hold on. I don't give a fuck who drives. Well, lock the fuck in with it then, nigga. Straight off the ramp.
When it come out, it will come off the ramps on your ass.
Well, that's good, nigga. Well, hurry up and get that bitch together.
Clown.
I ain't got all you to wait on you, nigga.
Okay, clown. You'll see it before
you're
on the way.
Fred, you want that. I can't take nothing from you. You want. Good race, baby. All right, go ahead on, JP. I had to straighten that character out right there.
Ain't no straightening, clown. You're a clown, bro. I got
you
your pride and your money in my pocket, clown.
That's cool.
I got
keep
your money
that.
And your pride.
They print money every day, Fredo.
Yeah. Well, I got some of yours, though. Or whoever.
Get your ass back up there like a man, man, faggot. I bet
I will.
You a lie. You won't even do that with your nose.
I bet you none. Yeah. Soon as it's finished, you'll see.
All right, that's cool. Right, let my man go on with the show, man. I don't want to take up the whole show arguing with you because it ain't worth it.
I'm back on you.
Appreciate you. Go ahead, JP.
Joe, your mic open, Joe. What's up?
Hey, that's on my boy. Joe, what's up, baby? Joe.
Hey.
How you doing, Joe? You all right over there, man?
Hey, you ought to be ashamed of yourself taking your son to Walmart and goddamn buy him shoes with that money I gave you. Get in the night.
Hey, wherever they came from.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself for that shit, boy.
Hey, Joe,
you could at least...
Hey, I think I went to Kmart and got these motherfuckers. I ain't go to Walmart, shit.
Huh?
Say, Joe, look out, baby boy. Good race, though, man. I ain't going to fuck with you too hard. I know your ass still so, I ain't going to fuck you.
Nah, I ain't hurt at all. I mean, it was good.
That's good action, man. I'm glad we finally got this shit off your chest and off my chest.
Hey, nigga, listen. You talking that good shit to Fred about getting back up there. Y'all get back up there at the pit.
I tell you what.
Y'all,
I tell you what.
I will get back on that, but you
got to come to Houston. You got to come to Houston and get it now, nigga. I done ran y'all in back three times.
Okay. Listen. You ain't ran us three shit. I will come to Houston. Yeah. Hello? I'll come
what
to Houston. Give me the race.
Where you want to come?
Give me.
What race you want? I'll come to Houston.
You give me the race I want. I gave y'all what y'all wanted.
What's the race you want? Hold on. What's the race you want?
This shit going to be head up. It's going to be head
well,
up.
What's the race you want? What are you talking
race,
about the race head, you want?
Head up race, one shake, track rules. That's all I want.
Oh, no. We grudge race,
see,
brother.
See, it is a grudge race. It's a grudge race.
No, that ain't.
One shake,
when
one,
you
one
track,
shake, one
when,
shake,
when
track rules.
Track rule, when you hollering track rules, that's not grudge race.
See,
that's track
see
race.
See what I'm talking about? You talking all that good shit to Fred about that
this,
that. But you can't do the same thing. I'm not a track racer, nigga.
I'm an outlaw.
Well,
I'm sorry. We don't race. I tried
to get back up there that night for the same shit.
Man,
same everything.
Let me tell you something. You know what that means? That old misdemeanor ass shit you talking about right there. I ain't really trying to get no felony on. So just chill out, man. I not already raped you motherfucker three times. I'm trying to go find y'all somebody else to play with.
Cause we hard.
Y'all need to find y'all somebody else to play with, man. Cause we done had fun of y'all here three times.
We still want y'all. But hey, you know what? Y'all ain't did shit.
Your ass ought to be soft from this weekend, nigga.
No, that shit didn't fade me. Y'all don't want to run the pot up. We tried to run the pot up. Y'all was scared. Man, y'all could have been millionaires where the track was big with Ric Flair. Well, I guess you wouldn't know you weren't there, but Bushnell could have been a goddamn millionaire if he just, you know, had some heart. Motherfucker was scared. Him and King beat both. They won the best shit. I don't want somebody to bet with that motherfucker's nightmare.
Hey, you say what happened?
I said, I don't want somebody to bet it with that motherfucker, his nightmare. I'm glad
everybody went the other way. We made them stupid motherfuckers look like fools, though, Joe.
No, because it didn't nobody bet. Anybody lost shit?
Did nobody lose nothing? That's cool. I'm glad all that. But guess what? Let me see what you want to do. You want to do something with Blackson? We done did the truck last time to do your car.
Nah, Blackson down for the year. Blackson is down for the year.
Well, I'm out of down that truck for the year. I don't need to get back up there with him. I whooped his ass three times.
Bushnell know he got lucky. That's all it is. It's fine.
Listen, you're not understanding the point about racing. I'd rather be lucky than good any fucking day, sir. All right?
Well, get lucky again.
Nah, I don't even want to play with you no more. I done beat your ass three times. Y'all need to go find somebody else to play with.
I want to play with your sweet ass.
I must not be too sweet.
I want a motherfucking cavity. I want to keep playing with y'all sweet asses. Because y'all ain't shit.
No, you already ought to have plenty of cavity. They did a cavity check on your ass when you went to the hospital the other day.
I didn't go. The goddamn doors was locked, so I went back home.
Oh, well, shit. That's why they were hanging the phone up in my face when I was calling to see if y'all all right.
What the fuck you calling check on me for? I'm Gucci.
But, Joe, I'm just trying to make sure you was all right, baby. Boy, I didn't want to make sure your hole, that all the meat got ripped out your ass. I just wanted to make sure the hole got in there.
Man, that wasn't shit.
I know it wasn't.
Wasn't shit.
I know it wasn't.
But y'all won. Y'all won. You know, so I give you a half-ass pat on the back. You know what I'm saying? Y'all did y'all little thing. You know what I'm saying? Whenever y'all get back up there, let me know. Cause y'all ain't showed me shit.
I don't plan on getting back up there with y'all no more, so it don't really matter.
Well, shit changed on a daily basis, so when it do, let me know.
All right, that's cool. Move on, Joey. I mean, let's move on, JP. Come on with the next person. Let somebody else have the floor. I done had it two times, two segments.
Yeah.
Where King B at? My boy got paid and didn't even have to go down the motherfucking track. Where my boy at?
He damn sure didn't go down the track.
He ain't have to, shit. Still got paid, fool. Unlike y'all.
Hey, it's racing. Can't win them all.
Yeah. Don't talk shit if you can't whoop the motherfucker you talking shit to.
Don't talk shit if you scared to get back up there.
I'm all right, baby. I got up there three times. King probably not on that. He might be still truck driving. You know how he do a little old work at the end of the night.
214-7626, mic open.
J motherfucking Peasy. I'm back, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Flip.
What's up, Flip?
Flipperachi.
Good evening. Long time, man.
Good evening, Grudge World. Good evening.
How you doing, sir? Car looked good out there this weekend.
Hey, man. We appreciate it. You know, I could finally pull my head out of a hole once we got a couple good licks under our belt. You know what I mean?
Motherfucker look damn good.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to touch base with you guys. I actually had a free Wednesday for a change. So I figured I'd just come in on the talk show and just kind of just tell everybody that, shit, I ain't dead yet, and I'm far from it. So, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm also just kind of going to throw this out there. I mean, just sending them wavelengths out there, because one thing I'll tell you is I've never been afraid to race. There's a lot of people who will definitely remain nameless, but they talked a lot of shit when I was on them dinosaur tires. And now that I'm on them little baby tires, I feel like we just got to even race with a lot of motherfuckers. So either they need to go ahead and tuck tail and run in the fucking bushes, or they need to man the fuck up and get next to that orange motherfucker. Because either way, we ready.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so anyways, I'll put my phone back on mute, but I know a lot of cats that was like, oh, man, if you get on this tire, you got all the action you want. So that shootout, Big J Trace, was phenomenal. You know what I mean? It was absolutely fantastic. I had a blast. It's been a long time since I did that at a track and just had fun all weekend long. I took a couple wins. I took a couple losses. And, hey, man, it was fun all the way around. You know what I mean? And Chino, hats off to them and that crew. That's a cool-ass dude. He just liked to race, man. Chino just – one of them cats that whatever it is, you know, he liked to race. Right now, we 1-1 with that black car. So, and
yes,
I'll tell
sir,
you like
yes,
this:
sir. Yes, sir.
I never thought in my whole entire life that I would ever agree with something that Dre said. But he is absolutely correct. I would rather be lucky than good any goddamn day of the week. So, hats off to you and your crew too, sir, because y'all got them W's. Don't matter how you get them. As long as that fucking light come on, that's the only thing anybody ever remembers. And I'm going back to fuck on mute.
Oh, shit. Lip on lip ties. He back now.
Yeah.
Goddamn, hey.
Yeah.
Goddamn Rambo going to be looking for you now.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell y'all a funny story. I ran into Tino cooler shit, so he called Rambo from his phone. And Rambo got on the phone, and I think we were making a test lick. It was probably fucking 12 o'clock something at night, almost 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that. Chino calls Rambo up on the phone, and he says, hey, Rambo, I got Flip here. I want you to talk to her. Rambo said, nah, man, I don't want to talk to Flip. I see him on TV right now. That motherfucker was watching the Lookout live stream. He had seen when they was talking to me on the live stream. He said, I don't want to talk to Flip on TV. I said, man, get your ass on some Rambo. Yes, sir. There you go.
What's up, Rambo? Go up on the table. Oh, damn,
yeah,
over here.
Yeah.
I got all the personnel, God damn
it. That's it, man. But, man, it was good seeing everybody out at the track. I mean, honestly, man, we've been fighting that car for so long. I mean, shit, I could never even really have my head up long enough to speak to anybody or anything like that. So it was good seeing UJP, seeing Lil Bill, Chino, all the cats in Houston, old Dino, crazy ass, Motley, and just everybody, man. It was kind of good. And I ain't gonna lie, man, H-Town, you motherfuckers travel because y'all was deep up there this weekend. Y'all motherfuckers was deep in the streets out there. And,
We just got to get to where everybody can just reciprocate this shit and just, you know, start traveling and all that, you know, schedules and all that other stuff permitting. But, man, it was a good weekend, man. I can't wait to do it again. Cannot wait to do it again. Looks like the picnic's next time we're going to be out. So, I mean, I'm looking for dance partners at the picnic. So, hey, that's too much. You can put a little on that
one. You looking for a little more action.
Hey, man, I got told so many times that, hey, you got big ties, you got this, you got that, you got big ties. That's all I ever heard. You got big ties, you got big ties. And I was kind of like my granddaddy, rest in peace. I was stuck in the 1960s. I was like, these big ties are best thing to slice bread. Well, I figured out, man, they got kind of seasoned sliced bread, too. You ain't just got to always eat white bread. You can eat some shit with some wheat, and they got goddamn honey grain oats, and they got all this bullshit out there, so... You know, once I learned that, I said, hey, man, you know, that's a whole nother ball game now. So, you know, I ain't looking for no bears because I ain't got no bear motor. But all you motherfucking cubs, y'all can just line up. We can knock them off one at a time. It don't matter to me.
Yeah, like I say, if I definitely look the cub, brother. It definitely look the cub, yeah. Definitely
hey,
going to get a lot
so
more
is that a call out for Lil Bill?
Man, yeah, you know, me and Lil Bill, man, we go way back like a Cadillac, so he already know he can get it any day of the week. We talked about it out there at the track, and I believe that Lil Bill is just like me, man. If Lil Bill got oil pressure, he will race. So I don't even got to call Lil Bill out, because honestly, Lil Bill came to my trailer looking for me, and I told him, hey, man, anytime you're ready, we can definitely get it on, sir, because, you know, he is just one of them just he will race. So, yeah, man, I mean, me and Bill, we just got that understanding, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna mute my mic, fellas, so y'all don't think that's me with all that background noise. Flip, come back on the show with all this background noise. I'm gonna mute my shit because it ain't me.
Yes, sir. And anybody else out there? Everybody
kind of
quiet.
Hey, Dre, them old boys talking about I was. Scared of old boy, that popping them motherfucking wheelies over there. Dre, I'm in my goddamn thing. That girl got loose out there, Dre, to lift.
Hey, you were so far in front of the motherfucker when you lift, you still gapping.
Hey, Dre, to lift. I know how to lift, Dre.
Hey, on the wall. We call on the wall racing now. That's what it need to be called. That man gapped that motherfucking truck on the wall. Them motherfuckers, hey, JP, them motherfuckers still
goddamn,
scared with them
truck. Goddamn lie. There wasn't no motherfucking gap.
Hey, wish man, everybody in the world saw that motherfucking gap. You motherfuckers tried to reach for the moon in that motherfucking truck. Boy, y'all went back there and
Dre, that's what you call hot, Drake. I can't be giving these people shit, man. That's what you call hot shit. I had that bitch over there hot, Drake.
That motherfucker went
that
up
bitch
and
hot. Yeah.
I thought
that
motherfucker
hot.
Was
going to
take off.
It's called Power Manage. Where did Power Manage people at? That bitch hot.
Yeah, man,
fool.
No, man,
motherfucker,
that motherfucker.
Hey, Dre, I did good off Triple O
to
be with that motherfucker off Triple O. I did my job, Dre. I took that tree with me, Dre. I wasn't going to go red this weekend, Dre. Well, 015 is right off the rip, man. That'll get a nigga started.
Weak shit.
Yeah, it's now it's time to go on to the next ball game. Who ready for some action next weekend down there at the picnic?
I tried to lock in while I was at work about Louisiana Day. I've been trying to lock in. I give up, fuck. I just give up.
Yeah, you might as well.
So. Okay, good.
I
tried to lock that train lit race back in, man, when I ran the fuck down. When I say I ran the fuck down, don't get no downer.
Yeah,
man had a train lit on the lead. Girls world, train lit.
Hey,
that motherfucker was so far out there. I started not to take off, Drake. I started not to take off, but I think I got to take off. Goddamn.
He say he want the same race. I told him, shit, he get the same race. We're going to leave together this time.
I try to lock the special. We got a special going this weekend. So I like right back there. But try to lock it. Do you want to lock it in?
What, same race?
I ain't did no stuttering when I said what I said. I said this weekend, man.
Yeah, come on. Hey, Fred, yeah. Get your ass off mute. The man say this weekend. Bring
this
your
weekend.
Ass down here. This Sunday.
No, 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 no. Oh, if he didn't give us out, because that race ain't up until a couple weeks. Now, we said, well, yeah, you got to put your ass down here and give us a test when you're supposed to go off over here. See if I do the same thing twice.
Hey, get your green car driving
yeah,
ass
and
off.
Give us Sunday. I like that one. Go on and give us Sunday. Now,
come on, bring your bad
race,
ass
the race
down
too far
come.
Out. The race too far out, Dre.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah.
And to give us Sunday.
Hey, let's do it Sunday. Hey, green car. Get your green go ass off and talk.
Yeah, you're supposed to go off, man. We do special.
No, you might get to see me at the picnic. You might get to see me at the picnic.
Hey, no, I don't want to see you at the picnic. I want to see you down here. I ran you at Dallas already. Come on to Houston, let my people see a little something.
Man, that man had a trailer out there, man. When I looked at that man with three cars out there, looked like that.
Let me see what he's talking about. I'm gonna give you that same race in Houston. Come on down here, nigga.
Now give me the same race at the picnic.
You ain't getting shit no more out of this weekend, man. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I'm saying.
Well, hey,
the
special going on.
Hey,
Drake, you should have your ugly ass
up here testing and shit. You come down here testing and shit with this faggot ass. Bring that motherfucker down there and race.
Yeah. Say all that faggot shit ain't going that way.
Hey man, let me tell you something. Well, hey, I'm a grudge raiser. I talk grudge swear. If you don't like it, just quit talking to me then, nigga. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. Get your elephant looking ass off the phone then, nigga.
Now,
I
should have
been down this weekend
so I could have took
your money. So I could have got some of your money.
Hey, all I'm going to tell you, bring your motherfucking ass down here this weekend. You can get it this time.
Yeah. You wear that ass whooping for about 2 weeks.
Hold on, man. We used to whatever we do, man. So it's really nothing, man. It's like going to no next football game. It's just a football game for me. So it ain't, man, that ain't nothing, man. I got more W's than L's anyway, man. Losing ain't cool. I got more wins than L's anyway. Ain't no fluke. So it's nothing, man. We're going to just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Like the usual, man. We ain't doing no new shit. And we true to this, man.
Yeah.
We ain't doing no new shit. We ain't trying to be seen neither.
Me too. I've been doing it for a long time. So,
that sounds like some bitch race shit. Dre, stop. Flag on the play, man. We don't do no bitch race. So, any given Sunday, we be out next, man. Especially go out this weekend, Dre, that is. 12
o'clock midnight, Sunday night, this motherfucker special go out. Don't call me Monday morning talking about doing that shit because I'm going to tell you, fuck you in your ass.
Catch me at the picnic and I get to bust your ass again, like I
bust
did.
The picnic. I'm talking about doing it this Sunday, baby.
Yeah,
man, you ain't doing
catch
man.
Me at the picnic.
I ain't mean to say fuck the picnic like
you
that.
You got slow. I told you all that in there. You got slow motherfucker, man. I ran you down with that slow motherfucker.
Hey,
you a slow motherfucker, man.
Gas.
You way out there, man. You
so
you got slow motherfucker,
up.
Man. You got slow motherfucker.
So you catch up. Who turned the wind light on though? Okay, that's what I thought.
If you ran me down, I'm spotting you. I'm medium block spotting the big block, Dre. Weak and slow.
What?
Yeah, you got two things
man,
in it that's going on with him. He's weak and slow.
Because
I spotted
it.
That's what made him weak, Dre, because I spotted him, Dre. So that made him weak and slow because I ran his motherfucking ass down. That's what
the
fuck coming in.
It was slow enough to get your mind, wasn't it?
Yeah, I love it, man. I had a blast. I love it, man. I fought mine Friday night. You got a bunch of chump train. I told you got for me.
Yeah.
I ain't stupid. Every time I go to track, I bring me some money home, man. So I'm straight too over here. I ain't begging nobody for nothing on this phone.
Hey, you didn't want to run the pot up. I came ran over 4,500.
I'm done talking, man. No more talk, man. No more talk.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I came ran over 4,500. All you wanted to do for the chump change.
Get your motherfucking ass to Houston. I'll run that bitch up to 5,500 for you, nigga. Head up.
Yeah.
That's all it needed.
Catch me the feet, Drake.
That's where it can't be. I'll tell you what, I run. If I can borrow the brake, I'll turn around and give you the back tire too with your scare ass.
Now what's up?
If I could borrow me a motor, I'd beat that fast.
Who the fuck borrowing something? Nigga, we ain't borrowed a motherfucking thing. Nigga, we not none of you. We don't have no motherfucking football player behind our back, nigga. Fucking you talking about borrowing something.
I don't got a football player on my back.
Hey, hold up, man. That man works every motherfucking day for his shit.
Yeah.
Nigga, you the ones mooching off another nigga. Mooching out football players and shit. Nigga, we don't get out with no bullshit like that around here, nigga. Well, it don't matter about your own shop, you ain't got your own shit.
Where he get some borrowing shit from?
I don't know where he get some borrowing shit from. I ain't gonna let him start that bullshit.
Man, I don't care what a motherfucker say, but I'm just trying to figure out where he get it from.
I don't know. When I went to Gene, he went with me.
So nobody with me. I was by my goddamn self, man. I damn near run over a motherfucker, leave the trailer, sleep driving, coming back. I was by my goddamn self. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I had a girl with me, and I woke the ass up. And we damn near run on that goddamn trailer with that motor in the back of that truck. I'm running down that road, little sneaker, Drake. So he wasn't with me, but nobody else with me but a bitch.
Like I told you last week, hey, hold on, let me ask you something though, Fred. Even if the man do got a bar more, who the fuck business is yours to be going around saying some whole ass shit like that though?
Who cares? It doesn't even matter, Drake.
Hey.
I just told you.
I can't even tell you what it is. Boy, you niggas.
We ain't never begged nobody on this phone for nothing, man. Over here. Never.
Hey, I didn't beg either. Y'all offered the race, and I took it. You called
man,
me.
Man, we done with that. Hey, Dre, I can't get him straight on that bar shit, Dre. We done with all that. Ain't no bar shit over here. We done with
that.
Yeah, we done.
Just jump your ass up. That is Sunday. You got
that's all
you got to
do.
Sunday.
Yeah, you got the same rate this Sunday. That's all you got to do. We'll give you some
catch
gas money. I'll give you 200 gas money to get your ass down here. Out of my
catch
own pocket.
Catch me at the picnic.
Catch me
I ain't
catching
you no goddamn well.
Okay. Catch me at the picnic.
I ain't trying to catch up with you.
Yo, come catch me, nigga.
Yeah, I ain't trying to catch up with you.
I just give you some action.
I just gave you what you want. You was begging for the goddamn thing. I just gave it to you because I knew you had some slow shit. That's why I gave it to you. Because I know your shit was slow.
But
that's why I gave it to you, man.
Right. I gave it to your ass. I knew you was slow like that.
So I gave it to you. I didn't give a damn what you said you wanted. And I gave it to you for some change.
I appreciate it.
There you go.
Hey, Fred, like Flip just told you, a motherfucker can be lucky than good any day. So, guess what? You got lucky that day. That's all.
Okay.
I want to extend my hand out to you and get your motherfucking ass back up there this weekend. And you got the same motherfucking rate.
I told you, catch me at the picnic.
Why I gotta catch you up there, nigga? You come down here and see me.
Well,
Dre, you always go see them, don't you, Dre?
Hell, we done been to Dallas. We done been to that car done been to Dallas three motherfucking times in 2021. What the fuck, Mo? Do we gotta keep going down there for?
It been enough, ain't it, Dre?
Yeah, three times, nigga.
Time for another scenery. Goddamn. I like to do it in different spots, man, all over, man. I don't want to just be the, I ain't no goddamn weekend warrior, man. Yeah, I do it all over like that.
Yeah, but goddamn, our fans down here want to see some action, too, shit. We ain't got to just keep going up that running, you motherfucker. Fuck y'all. See, y'all ain't that goddamn important. Come on down here and visit me. I might take you to the strip club after I beat your ass.
Hey. I'll be down there the week after the picnic if you want to lock it in. I'll miss the picnic, and the week after the picnic, I'll come down there.
You say you'll miss the picnic and come down there the week after, right?
Yep. For the same.
Yeah. Well. Guess what? Nah. I want you to go to your picnic so you can
get that. And that man ain't getting shit with that weak car, man.
That man ain't getting no money. Better go get
some strength. Better be go get some strength, fuck with that girl, that street car right there, boy. Ain't no but street car, some goddamn body piece, and you can't do nothing with it.
Hey, tell C Dub invest in
you. Can't do nothing with that bitch,
that
boy.
That piece of shit you got, nothing. That ain't worth a fuck.
Street car with them body pieces, he can't do nothing with it. He can't leave with that bitch.
I guarantee you your car sitting next to mine is a total different car.
Hey man, take your class, man. You talking Chinese now when you start talking about all that shit that it don't matter.
That's what I thought.
It's like you talking Spanish to me. That shit don't even start going through my head or none of that shit. So it's like you talking straight up brothers race shit over here. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, ain't no class race. My brother's class race. My brother should be a bad
guy. I just told you. Every goddamn time, man. But that's what he did.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I just told you in 2 weeks. I lock you in 2 weeks.
Nah, you good, baby.
Hey,
just go ahead
that's
and take your little win and run with it. In 2 weeks, I'll run you head the fuck up off the trailer and not let you shake to your ass fall apart, nigga.
Oh, we don't do no shaking. You gotta fix your shit.
I'll let him shake to his ass fall.
Oh, well, it don't matter what a motherfucker do, but we don't do all that. That's
so we ain't
got
to do a motherfucking thing when I hook that bitch and charge the battery.
You get your shit fixed and dial in, and then goddamn it, you come off that goddamn trailer right over here. Come fuck with me. I ain't doing no shakedown. Never, unless I'm pissed.
Hey, Fred.
Let's see what we do.
Bushnell. I told Dre when my car gets finished and I sit like y'all, we just gonna do it head up. It ain't gonna be no talking.
Man, that's fine. You gotta wait till that motherfucker gets finished, though.
Hey, Dre, I don't know.
You
ain't gotta promise me nothing, man.
That's what you got going on, man.
I'm gonna stay with my little street car here, man. And do what I do, man. A lot of motherfuckers need to stop doing look away at the motherfuckers. Ain't nothing but street calls and body pieces. I'm gonna keep it like that. Bad bitch.
That green car, 3,300 pounds. It turned the wind light on. Long as it, man.
I didn't ask you how much that motherfucker.
That man needed to go to the Vision Four Parts race. That man need to go to NHR race. But that shit, he be talking to me about all them that shit. That man, I tell you, that shit don't even take Brothers World. It don't even start in my ear. Just like a motherfucker, it's been barricaded off. That shit don't never come through. It stay back. It was not registered.
Hey, never.
So you got to keep that shit on what you got going on, man. Yeah, you got to keep that what you got going on. I don't know nothing about that shit. I'm going to stay over here.
I appreciate the donation.
Anytime, Fredo. Go ahead, baby. We ain't going to take up the man. Oh,
yeah.
So I guess nobody
else. Hey, Dre, I spent money on that shit. He got about 15 trailer tires and shit from all my trailer shit coming from out of town, man. So we talking about some goddamn $300-$400 ass shit I had in the goddamn pot out of goddamn. Out of 1,500 goddamn ass fight, I ain't got shit to do with that, man. I fold another winning money up, man. My girlfriend don't like that shit coming on without hustling, and I got no motherfucking money. So I make sure I fold some money. I don't fuck it off on that. And I do all that. I work for a living too.
If it was that slow, you should have.
So 3,400 ain't shit. That's diesel money. I be putting that in my motherfucking 2,500, my 3,500. That's diesel money. That ain't shit.
Hey, I just got to burn some today.
Goddamn, run over there to goddamn me. What is that in the town about New Orleans? It made me $16.50, man. It spun me $100 on deep. So I do the math work over here, man. We good over here. We work over here. We still
right,
made
right.
over here.
Like I say, if it was that weak, you should have loaded up.
So we good, man. I don't need to load up. For what? I'm loading up on these loads over here. All these loaded up. Y'all need low shit up.
Oh, low shit up. 7969. You might go.
What's up, JP? This is Paul. I'm just listening. Enjoying the show.
All right.
Go back on me.
I don't know what I was going to do. All right. Here we go.
I catch him like I did Popeye. That green card never beat me head up. Never.
That motherfucker ain't gonna never get up that head up.
I got a special motherfucker here, boy. I'm looking at how that suspension was working on that boy. Boy, them struts working like a motherfucker on that sub, bitch. Boy, I'm over here been taking notes, man. What that guy do? Ooh, wings, right? Oh. I don't know what they be looking at, man. I don't know what kind of footage they be looking at, man. But I do wings, man. That's why I'm going to be out on top of this goddamn it, but I can't be on top of three callers from me, Dre. I can't be on top of three calls away from three calls in front of me, Dre. But when I turn that motherfucker loose, I'm going to be on top of his motherfucking ass.
JP, any more mics? Open up some more mics.
Yeah, ain't no man, ain't nobody else talking about shit tonight, man. Shit, anybody talk about nothing. We gonna
well,
get up out of this motherfucker.
You got your ass tore, Drake. You got your goddamn ass tore. That's been out on your ass all goddamn week, boy.
Oh man, I done had.
That's been on your motherfucking ass all week, boy. On the back line, you been calling me that, Drake. I can't. Man, oh well, we got fucked up, Drake. Okay. Hey, let me see what I'm doing.
When you fuck a motherfucker, shit, everybody go get quiet.
Yeah, that hot motherfucker over there talking about whooping me. Hey, he was right there where he was supposed to be at with his no legs ass. Run out of legs out there with that motherfucker, Drake. Right? Mm-hmm. That bitch run out of leg all that hollering over there, man. That bitch was hollering like a motherfucker, man. God damn, you can't hear sloppy. You can't hear sloppy. That motherfucker had that whole track loud.
Well, fella, ain't nobody else got nothing else, man. We're going to get up out of here then, shit. Like nobody else talking about nothing but y'all, man. They don't want to do nothing tonight.
I'm going to get my ass out here and get to this red roof. Say, JP, come on up there, man.
Yeah, shit.
Damn, go on.
We'll try it again next week, fellas.
West Side Fred. Down the bridge.